Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. Good afternoon. I greet everybody in the name of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel. His name is Ahayah. I would like to give him all the glory and all the honor and all the praise today due to his holy name. And I would like to thank all of my radio audience for listening today, whoever you are. I appreciate you listening, and I appreciate you going back to listen to the recordings that I have made of all my broadcasts. I really appreciate that, and I hope, you know, you're getting something to edify yourself, to edify your mind, to help you to do what the God of Israel will have you to do. This is Sister Sister Radio Talk Show, and I am your host, Elisheba. Okay, I'm here today again. I told you guys that I will come back in the next day or two to finish where I left off concerning this topic. I'm here today because the God of Israel want me to be here to finish where I left off. The guest call-in number, if you would like to call in to join me live about this great, powerful, prophetic topic that we have today, you can call 661-244-9831. I would be glad to hear from you. The title of this broadcast today is Judas, a Warrioress of the Hebrew Nation, Divinely Untold Mysteries Revealed. This is part number two. This is broadcast number two. I made broadcast number one about a couple of days ago. So this is broadcast number two. We're going to finish where we left off. I think we left off with Judas chapter 7. We're going to pick it up right where we left off. And again, this is a divine platform. This is all divine. It's all prophetic. It don't have nothing to do with what I've been taught by a pastor or a man or an elder or no one. What I would be saying, what I have been taught by the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the Holy Spirit. This is all about edification. It's all about edification. It's all about bringing glory to the Hebrew nation and the Hebrew kingdom. That's what it's all about, the God of Israel. It's not about Jesus. It's not about Yah. It's not about Jah. It's not about none of those names and those gods that you've been taught to call on. This is all about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of my fathers. So we're going to go right into our lesson today about Judas, a warrior, a woman warrior. That's who she was, a woman warrior, okay? A warrior is a woman warrior, okay? You have many warriors in the Bible. I told you guys that 2 days ago, many warriors. We don't have all of the Hebrew scrolls. We don't have all of the Hebrew scrolls. So for someone to tell you 1 Corinthians chapter 11, you know, that a woman needs to sit down and be quiet and be still and shut up and just taking one scripture. I'm talking to you Hebrew Israelite elders. This is how you conducting the women. This is how you conducting the Hebrew women. This is how you teaching them, and this is what you telling them, and you are in error. You are in complete error. And me as the prophet of the Hebrew nation, I'm here to correct you. I'm here to correct you and anybody else that's coming against what the God of Israel wants his Hebrew women, warriors, to do in this last and final day. This is the last hour. We ain't got time to listen to no man and what he's saying and how he want to do it. This is the final hour. So we have to come with what we know, and that's the God of Israel. Man is absolute right now. Man is totally absolute right now, people. Totally absolute. Okay? And I'm going to prove that to you out of the Bible. I don't like to say nothing unless I can prove what I'm saying. So we're going to go into our scripture. And I told you 2 days ago the definition of a warrior. A warrior is a woman warrior, or a warrior is someone that's brave, someone that have courage, someone that have strength, and someone that will fight. That's what a warrior is, someone that will fight, okay? Not nobody that lay down and wait on the government and wait on somebody to do something for them and give them something and show them something. No, they take a stand. All the women in the Bible that was warriors, they all took a stand. And we just talking about Judah today. We just talking about Judah, but like I told you, it's many warriors in the Bible. Many female warriors that took a stand and fought for their cause and fought for their people. So let's start reading the book of Judah. The book of Judah, I have a couple of scriptures in the Bible that I will read if I have time today. I have a couple of scriptures in the Bible that I will read just to edify what I will be teaching about Judah today. A warrior of the Hebrew nation, divinely untold mysteries revealed. So Judah chapter 7, we're going to pick it up right there. I'd like to thank the God of Israel for, you know, giving me a chance and giving me a mandate to do what I'm doing right now to help the Hebrew women and the Hebrew sisters and the Hebrew nation. Because we need a lot of help, people. We need a lot of help. Believe me, we need a lot and lot of help. And if you haven't realized that yet, something is seriously wrong with your mind. So Judah chapter 7, and what do you think? What do you think going to happen? What do you think going to happen? What do you think going to happen? Nothing have happened. Nothing have happened since you joined your Hebrew Israelite camp. Nothing have happened since you have joined your Hebrew Israelite churches. Nothing have happened since you say you calling on the right God and with the right name and the right doctrine and the right understanding and the truth, as you've been told that that's what you involved in, the truth, and you calling on the right God. Nothing have changed, people. Nothing have changed. Nothing at all. Absolutely nothing. And your leaders, this is a divine platform. It's all prophetic. Everything that I will be saying, the God of Israel is dealing with me about saying it. Okay? So your leaders, they have been teaching you people, you Hebrew Israelites, that say you are in the truth. Okay, they've been teaching you people for about 20-30. The Hebrew Israelite movement started way back then in the 8th century somewhere. Way back. They've been teaching this same old stuff over and over and over and over and over again since the 8th century up until now. And guess what? Nothing has changed. Nothing have changed about our nation. Nothing have changed about our people. Nothing have changed about our women. Nothing have changed about our children. Nothing have changed about our men. I am here to give you the truth. I'm here to give you the truth. That's what I was preserved to do. That's what I was preserved to do. Okay? Give you the undivinely truth. Give it to you because you need the truth. Because they've been falling for many, many years. Many, many years. And it ain't get them nowhere. And then it get your cousin nowhere. And it get your brother nowhere. and no one is getting anywhere. Why? Because it's not prophetic. It's not prophetic. It's a doctrine. It's a doctrine, and it's a tradition, and it's a religion that have been taught by man. That's all it is. You are in a religion, Hebrews. You're not following the God of Israel. You're not pleasing the God of Israel, the God of Moses, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Ahayah is his name. You're not pleasing him. And I'm going to prove that in the teaching today. So let's go right into it. Judith chapter 7. The next day, Holofernes commanded all his army. Moment, people. Like I told you, these cell phones and computers and all this stuff. Oh, my. Something else to deal with it. But I'm going to make it through it. I'm going to make it through it. Give me one moment. Judith chapter 7. The next day, Holofernes commanded all his army and all his people, which were come to take his part, that they should remove their camp against Bethlehem, broadcast number one, we did Judith. Chapter 4, chapter 5, and chapter 6. Broadcast number 2 of the same topic. We're going to pick it up at chapter 7 of Judith. And it came and they, to take his part, that they should remove their camp against Bethulia, to take aforehand. One moment, y'all. I really think I got disconnected. I think I got disconnected. One moment. Yeah. Yeah, I got disconnected. Oh. It says that I'm on the air. I really don't know if I'm on the air. It said I'm on the air. This is what it says, people. I just don't want to do all this talking and you can't hear me. Mm-hmm. Now I'm getting us back. Okay, what I'm going to do, I'm going to end this one. I'm going to end this one because I don't even know what's going on here. You know, I want to do all the teaching and all the talking and you're not hearing nothing. The same thing happened last week. I mean, 2 days ago. The same thing. As soon as I start talking, something happened. But I don't know. So I'm going to end this one and I'm going to come back and I'm going to finish where I left off. Okay? I'm just going to end this.